This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. It has been more than 12 hours, and the House Judiciary Committee is continuing to debate its move to take another big step in the impeachment battle against President Donald Trump. AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The panel's expected to vote on sending the impeachment articles to the full House. First, it's having a sharply partisan debate over the charges, with Democrat Eric Swalwell refuting Republican claims that the president committed no crimes.
How about the highest crime that one who holds public office could commit? A crime against our Constitution.
Republican Louie Gohmert says if such crimes do exist,
well, then why aren't they in this impeachment document?
The GOP's Jim Jordan tried to delete the first charge against the president, abuse of power.
I have an amendment at the desk,
which the panel rejected after a three-hour debate. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Exit polls in Britain indicate that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party will win a majority of seats in Parliament, meaning that Johnson's plan to leave the EU by January 31st could begin soon. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has details.
Votes are still being counted, but the Conservatives are projected to earn a massive win, about 368 seats in Westminster when the dust settles. It's up from 298. Jeremy Corbyn and his opposition Labour Party, the man who would have replaced Johnson, projected to be down to 191 from 243. Smaller parties are filling out the rest with no decisive changes. This is the third election in less than 4 years for the UK. Exit polls suggest it may have been the most decisive in decades.
That's Matthew LaRotonda reporting. This is VOA News.